So, where are you from? No, I mean, where are you really from? That question is familiar to many people of color. It suggests you couldn't possibly be from here and that you're not welcome. This week in London, a white royal aide resigned after she repeatedly asked that question of a black charity leader at Buckingham Palace. The palace called the comments unacceptable and deeply regrettable, but lots of people everywhere to continue to hear that question.
I've been asked almost every day in my life in Britain where I'm from. And even when I offer an answer, I'm British, I have always been British, often the person will continue to say, no, but where are you really from? Where are your parents from? Where are you originally from?
That's journalist and author Afua Hirsch, who we'll hear more from in just a moment. But with us now to talk more about race and the royals is Femi Yokay, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English.
Hello.
And hey, Femi, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with a rundown of what happened. Remind us who Ngozi Fulani is, the woman who was asked the question, and how this incident became so public.
So Ngozi is a co-founder of a charity for women of African and Caribbean heritage impacted by abuse. And Lady Susan Hussey is Prince William's godmother, former lady-in-waiting to Queen Elizabeth II, and recently promoted by King Charles to assist at social functions. So they were at a big social gathering. It was there to really mark the International Day of the Elimination of Gender-Based Violence. So it was a charity. Lots of women were gathered there. Lots of people were gathered there. And a social event when a conversation took place where Lady Susan Hussey eventually said, but where are you really from? Very insistent to know about Ngozi Fulani's heritage.
Right, right. And, you know, the palace has since apologized on behalf of Lady Suzanne, who, as you mentioned, one of the closest aides to late Queen Elizabeth II. But Fulani says this is about more than just one question that she faced at Buckingham Palace. Here she is during an interview with Sky News.
Institutional racism is a problem all over the UK. It's in the police. It's been established. It's in the fire brigade department. That was established. It's even in parts of the NHS. It's a problem. And it's in Buckingham Palace. So the one person isn't responsible.
So Femi, this incident is coming at a time when the census shows that Britain is becoming more diverse. How ingrained are the views behind questions like the one Hussey asked?
This is not a new conversation. If you're a person of colour in the UK, you will be very familiar with this line of questioning. When I was a little kid, the earliest question I remember strangers asking me is, where are you from? And as a little child, you remember your address, you say it very proudly, and then you say, no, where are you really from? So I was very confused by this until I realised what they meant is, why are you brown and in the UK? So Afua Hirsch, who we heard from a little bit earlier, wrote a book called British on Race, Identity and Belonging. She's a journalist and broadcaster. And I asked her a little bit earlier, when someone says to you in the UK and you're a person of colour, where are you really from? What does that actually mean?
It's not asked to people who are white, even though they often have fascinating stories of immigration. In Britain, there are many white people who have Jewish or Celtic or Mediterranean or Viking ancestry that they've traced. It's asked of people who are perceived to be recent arrivals, and it really reveals an underlying belief that Britishness is a white identity.
Femi, I know lots of people in Britain see this story as predictable, especially because many see the royal family as a symbol of the colonization of millions of people around the world. We also saw how the royal family and the media dealt with Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, who was subjected to racism. So what is this conversation about? I mean, what's this been like on social media? How's it played out? And why is it still going on several days after Lady Hussey resigned?
Because it resonates. It's right. Everyday racism. That's why. There are several camps here. Empathy for Lady Hussey. Hashtag Lady Hussey is not a racist. Hashtag I stand with Lady Hussey. For instance, King Arthur on Twitter posts, she was just making polite conversation. But over on TikTok, there are lots of reasons for people to say this is why it's important. So thankful this has been shared with such clarity, posts one person on TikTok. I'm in tears recognizing the many similar experiences I have had. So helpful for the world to hear. Shining a light on everyday racism even happening at Buckingham Palace. So this is a conversation that really needs to be had. And for people who are confused, and many are, about why is it not okay if I ask a person of colour, where are they really from? Now you get a sense of why it feels uncomfortable, why it's painful. Maybe ask them in a different way if you're genuinely curious about their heritage.
Right. Interesting. Important distinction there. That's Femi Okeh, the host of Al Jazeera's English, The Stream. Femi Okeh, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You're so welcome.